Hey guys, it's Melissa. I'm waiting for my Lyft ride to go home. Yeah, what a day today. First of all, I missed a meeting. It was not a mandatory meeting, though, but at least I was able to make it to my class, albeit a little late. So I may have to pause this recording at some point when my Lyft ride does show up. I wanted to kind of update everybody because I kind of just sent out a tweet. Yes, in minor frustration, but partly because I want Uber aware of, and I'm going to be contacting support. Definitely, I'm going to be writing them after I finish my homework a very well thought out email letting them know what's going on. But basically, the situation is with stuff like Uber and Lyft. With Lyft, I haven't had a problem. Most of the people with Lyft have accepted my dog, and it's been incredibly wonderful. Most of the experiences have been genuinely, warm and just wonderful. With Uber, however, I don't know if it's because of Uber's popularity or what the deal is. There's more people driving for Uber than for Lyft, and with the diversity of Uber drivers, you've got different people. Some people legitimately can't take the dog, and that's understandable because they have allergies. That's great. Well, I used to have one Uber driver. He would never let me go on his car because my dog wasn't a black dog, and the dog's hairs would show up in his car. I have yet to run into him, and it's been about a year or two since I've ridden with him, and so I kind of just pass it off as because most of the other Uber drivers and Lyft accepted my dog. Well, today, about 45 minutes before class started, I booked an Uber, and usually Uber's about, I don't know, between 6 and 10 minutes away, and I'm about literally just a mile or so from the college. I'm not that far, and if it weren't 90 plus degrees, it would actually be a fairly decent walk. So I booked the Uber ride, and I had a seven-minute Uber ride. Well, apparently, even though I put my pickup location in the phone, it didn't show up, and the Uber driver called me, and he says, "Where are you at?" And I told him where I at, and I said, "By the way, I forgot to mention," because I always text him with my gate code and which gate to go through and the carport number that I'm going to be at. I always text it to them, and the reason why, not because they're driving or anything like that, I just want them to know. They can save the message, and then when they get to the gate, they can pull it up and have the information there. It's better to text them so that way they have the info versus calling them, and they may forget by the time they get there. So he calls me, and I said, "By the way, I also wanted to let you know I have a guide dog. Is that going to be okay?" And he said, "No, I don't accept dogs right now. I just got my interior detailed." And I said, "Okay." And at that point, I was starting to worry about getting to class on time, so I said, "Okay, bye-bye." And I should have advocated, I should have said, you know, this is against the law, but I wanted to get to class on time. I didn't want to miss school. Had I had more time, I would have advocated, and I would have said, "Listen, he is a guide dog," but he said, "No, I got my interior detailed." And so I said, "Okay, bye-bye," and I hung up on, well, I didn't hang up on him. He just said, "Sorry about that," and he hung up. So I kind of went on the assumption that because the ride hadn't been canceled yet, that I would just leave Zappa at home because I only had one class. It was an hour and a half. It is nicer traveling with Zappa. It's just faster with all the columns and things you got to navigate with the cane a little slower. So it is nicer to have Zappa with me, but it's not the end of the world. So I took him potty before I left, and I put him in the crate, and when I came back into the house, it said, "Well, it looks like your driver canceled your trip." And I'm going, "What? You know, I got to get to class." Needless to say, I book an Uber ride. I got another driver. And, I mean, I didn't tell the guy to cancel my trip. I didn't say, well, I don't want the Uber anymore. I didn't cancel it in the app. I didn't do anything. I just said, okay, bye-bye. I was disappointed. I mean, maybe he attributed my disappointment to, okay, she wants the trip canceled. I don't know, but he kind of jumped the gun. And so I booked another Uber ride. Luckily, it was with a person who accepted guide dogs, and I was able to take Zappa after all, but she got lost. And I ended up being about 10 to 15 minutes late to class, all because of this ordeal, because I had to wait for that other Uber ride to get there. And that was actually, they were all the way in Palm Springs, so it was about a 15-minute ride to my house, plus she got lost. And so something that took unnecessarily long, because I was willing to improvise with him and leave the dog at home. Now, if it had been a 4 or 5 hour away time, I would have I would have said something.
4 minutes and 1 second. Pause. 4 minutes and 0 seconds. 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Because I don't know if that's him.
3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Well, I would have said something because I couldn't leave the dog there. He would have needed, you know, potty, water. Hi!
I'm here.
Pause recording.
So anyway, I'm home.
3 minutes.
So yeah, but I ended up getting an Uber driver who did accept my dog. Unfortunately, she got lost and I ended up being late to class. But, you know, and this is why I didn't report it at the end. But as somebody had tweeted to me, and as me and countless other people have suggested, I wish there was a, I don't think you can put, I know on Lyft you can have like a profile, especially if you're a driver. I wish there was a way we could have like a box, a text field where we could put in a, the fact that we have a service animal, or, and not just for service animals. I think that'd be beneficial for, I know they have something out called Uber Access. For people who have,
Facebook notifications.
For people,
do you know Amanda Lacey? Pause for 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Oh, geez. What was I going to say? Oh, for people that need like a wheelchair or more,
and 28 seconds.
More assistance. I know that they have Uber Access, but,
2 minutes and 21 seconds. Pause recording.
I think if somebody, has a walker, if somebody has a wheelchair, they should be able to, and that's why I always text my drivers that come and pick me up. I text them not only with the important information to get to my house. Hi, baby. Let's take your harness off. You joke a boy. But I text them with the info so that they can come and, you know, pick me up, as well as the fact that I have a guide dog. And majority of them just say, okay, and when they say okay, I kind of take that as, oh, that's good. You know, thankfully they'll accept my dog, but some, like today, said no. So believe me, I'm going to be reporting it, guys. I just got home. Give me some time. Need to get some food in my system. But yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I was not happy with how it went out, because in all reality, it's hit and miss. We don't know which drivers like service dogs. And you know, I was just thinking of something. I know you have to take whoever driver is available. And I understand it's quicker and more convenient for Uber to just say, well, here's a driver and here's a passenger. You both, one needs a ride, one can give a ride. So I understand that's quick and convenient. What I'd like to have, if possible, is for Uber and Lyft to possibly give us, if able to, because sometimes there's only one driver available and you'll have to pick from. But I would like for us to kind of be able to pick our drivers, so that way I know who does accept service dogs and who doesn't or can't or won't. Because there are people who legitimately, hi, sweetie, have allergies. Yeah, I know, Fuff, right? He wouldn't accept you in his car.
14 seconds.
You know, that'd be kind of great. So, Uber, take that suggestion. Is there a way that the passengers can pick the driver, so we know who will be able to provide rides to both us and our service animals. Thank you.